For Coffee Talk, super excited to have in studio with me a volunteer of Friends of Teteguch, Jill Bine, and she is going to share all the fabulous stuff that's happening this weekend with the grand opening of the play area. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning, Michelle. Thanks for having me.
Yes, of course. Thanks so much for coming in and starting your day off with KTWH. And I've been following this play area progress for over a year, and I'm so excited that it's happening. So share with listeners what the play area, what's so unique and awesome about this play area.
Well, as you know, in state parks, most of the time people are supposed to stay on the paths, mm-hmm. and enjoy the beauty and not really touch or pick up anything like sticks and stones and that kind of thing. And so the nature play area is a designated spot for children to engage with nature. So they can play in the stream, make mud pies, climb on boulders and climb on trees and look for bugs and hold them under a magnifying glass and see them up close. So it's really a place for children to engage with nature, to fall in love with nature, because this is our next generation that's going to take care of our public lands, things like our SNAs and our state parks.
Right. And you just summed that up so perfectly. Play in the mud, look at the bugs, not be afraid of nature and like, oh, it's just something that you experience from afar, that it's hands-on. Oh, that's now, are there going to be a naturalist there regularly to kind of facilitate this interaction, or how is that going to work?
Not really. There will be naturalist activities from time to time, but this is all about child-led, independent play. So this is a place where the kids dictate what they're going to do, what they're going to experience, because today, most kids' time is so structured, yep. running from school to sports and really sitting inside a lot, playing computer games and really mm-hmm. being disconnected from the world they live in. So this is about risk-taking, experiencing nature the way they want to experience it.
That's, is there signage for parents to say, hey, it's okay, let your kids just get dirty? And I think there's more instructions needed for the adults in this situation.
Exactly.
The kids will go nuts with it. So.
Well, there will be signs. We don't have all of our signage up mm-hmm. yet. That takes a little while to get made and mm-hmm. Get approved. And so we're working on that. But as part of the open house, we're hoping that we have some brochures and things for mm-hmm. parents. So we're hoping to educate them when they come this Saturday.
Oh, that's so awesome. And where is the play area located?
Okay, so within Teteguch State mm-hmm. Park, there is a trailhead for the High Falls that mm-hmm. is up near the upper campground or Baptism mm-hmm. River campground. That parking lot at the trailhead there is adjacent to the nature play area. So once you park there, you should see signs for it. It's basically, it was an existing picnic area, mm-hmm. and we have kind of taken it over and made different rooms within this picnic area.
Oh, that's so awesome. And when is all this kicking off? It's this weekend.
Correct. Saturday at 1 o'clock, we'll have the somewhat formal ribbon-cutting mm-hmm. ceremony. And then following that, we will be there until 4 o'clock. We'll have refreshments. There will be rock painting. There will be an activity to make and take your own nature loom. We're going to have a treasure hunt and story time in the Cedar Grove, which is our quiet play area. Allison from the Silver Bay Library will be there to read a couple of stories. And she'll be reading stories at 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock. And then we have Robin Sunquiet, wonderful local musician who will be leading children's songs at 1:30, 2:30, and 3:30 in our music room.
That is so awesome. Now, this was all put together and implemented by the volunteer group Friends of Teta Gooch.
Correct.
And that is what you are part of. And so where did the funding come from? How many hours? How did this even become an idea?
So the Friends of Teta Gooch is a relatively small group. We're always looking for members. Call us, email us, look at our website, people.
Nice.
We want you to join us. The Friends of Teta Gooch was contacted by the Minnesota DNR, our state park, and Parks and Trails Council of Minnesota. They were working jointly together to create these nature play areas in state parks across Minnesota. And so they came to us kind of the latter half of 2020. We started in talks with both of them about what this would involve and kind of how we would go about implementing something like that. So 2020 and 2021 were basically a lot of planning and designing mm-hmm. and a lot of meetings with both of those organizations. And then 2022 is when we really kicked off doing a lot of work in the park. And then 2023, we finished that up. So a lot of our time has been spent bringing in gravel, ADA gravel, so that we can make our paths wheelchair accessible.
Okay.
And we built a wheelchair accessible table so that kids can interact with that. There's a wheelchair accessible loom, a xylophone, and different elements like that. And then a lot of our time, too, was built creating some trails and mulching those trails so that you can see where they are through the woods and so on. So,
oh my goodness.
I think in 2022, we had like close to 325 volunteer hours. And in 2023, I don't have everybody's hours in yet, but we're at about 275 so far. So, and I'm assuming that number will go up.
That is just crazy. Now, did the DNR have like a template of the design that you guys worked off of, or, you know, with all those meetings, you just kind of came up with your own that would work for Teta Gooch?
They had guidelines.
Okay.
And the guidelines aren't the kind of thing that say, you know, have this kind of activity or that mm-hmm. kind of activity. Mm-hmm. It's broader than that. So they have some general guidelines of what we should work towards. And we worked within those guidelines and with the help of Parks and Trails Council, but we spent a lot of time visiting other nature play areas, researching
cool.
mm-hmm. online. And then we used what was called a Trello board, an online bulletin board, because we couldn't meet in person during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would put up our ideas, we would vote on them, and then we just kind of came up with different types of activities we wanted to do, and then voted on different elements that we wanted to actually build or create within those types.
So, there's so many steps that go into this kind of planning, and I am just applauding you all the way around of you and the group of for doing this. How much like square footage area? You said it used to be a picnic area.
Yes, and it still is. It's a big area. So as you come into the picnic area, just off to the right, there's a cedar grove, and we've turned that into kind of our quiet play area. There's benches in there. Hopefully someday we'll get a little reading library in there so kids can take out books to read. We have tic-tac-toe and checkers tables in there, so mm-hmm. quiet play. And then as you go past that, you'll find an area where there's all kinds of climbing obstacles. We built a stump pyramid. There's balance beams, boulders to climb on, nature hut, nature looms. We have a climbing tree. We have stick building areas.
We have a nature stream. I'm still just thinking about the stump pyramid. I'm just visualizing that. I just think that's so cool.
It is very cool. It's very popular. I think the rewarding thing for us is, you know, we've been building this kind of gradually over the past 2 years.
Okay.
And this year, the word has gotten out that it's there. And so we've been out there working on little things, and families are out there, and you hear the squeals and giggles from the kids running from one area to another, and just really warms your heart.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That is so awesome. Share with listeners when all this is happening again so they can put it on their calendars.
This will be this Saturday from 1 to 4. up near the High Falls Trailhead parking lot, you'll find the Nature Play area. We hope to see you there. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Sweet. And if listeners are interested in checking out Friends of Tatagotch, do they just go to the general website, or how do they get in touch with you?
Yes, we have a website, friendsoftatagotch.org. We're also on Facebook. We have a Facebook group and a Facebook page. Just search for Friends of Tatagotch and you'll find us. We also have an Instagram account, so you can find us there. But the best way would be come to our annual membership meeting on September 9th. We have a concert that night as well featuring Thug. Potluck starts at 4:30, bring a dish to share. There's a short membership meeting after that just to let you know what we're about, what we've done this past year. And we'd love to have you join us.
Oh, wow. That's coming up September 9th, you said?
It is, yep.
Sweet. Oh, my goodness, Jill. I'm talking with Jill Vine with Friends of Tatagotch about the Nature Play area, and this has just been fabulous information. I really, really appreciate you stopping in and sharing this wonderful information. And now, one last question for the play area. That's open during, like, regular park hours?
Correct. Open during regular park hours. That area of the park does kind of close down during winter. It gets, you know, pretty much under snow. But
okay.
It's open now. As long as the roads are open, you can get there. You do need a park pass to park up in that area.
Okay.
But you can get free park passes or daily passes for the state park from the Silver Bay Library. So
good
check that
to
out.
Know. You are just a wealth of information this morning. Wow, Jill. Thank you so, so much for stopping in, and great information. And we're going to have to stay posted with what's happening there with the Friends of Tatagotch.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah,